Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to the WNBA.
Oh, no.
Dear WNBA, seriously? So I'll be honest and tell you that I've judged the WNBA a bit harshly in the past without ever really watching any of the games. I said that they weren't very good, that high school boys could beat them, and that their best player couldn't score a single point against the worst player from the NBA. But now that I've watched a handful of WNBA games this season, boy, was I right. Yowza. Holy Great Danes trying to run on ice. I've seen more coordination in a brain trauma rehabilitation facility. Listen, I'm joking around, sort of. It's not a great product, but women just aren't as good as men in basketball or any sport. Could I dominate in the WNBA? Probably not. But also, I'm a 52-year-old white guy that never played organized basketball, so I'm not sure you want to use that in your advertising. I think the big problem with the WNBA is that they're saying women should be paid the same as the men in the NBA. That's unbelievably ridiculous. We just talked about how Caitlin Clark makes $76,000 per year, and Jason Tatum, who plays for the Boston Celtics, just signed a contract extension for $350 million. And after watching both leagues, that salary disparity seems a bit low for Jason. Saying they should be paid the same is like saying a comedian that sold out 7 shows at the Mahaffey Theater to tape his 3rd Netflix special should get paid the same as a guy that does 1 show at Sidesplitters at 4 p.m. on a Sunday. Sorry, but that math just doesn't math. Speaking of a cat named Mo, he actually looks like 95% of the women that play in the WNBA. All right. And that's not good for anybody. I know they probably don't want to hear this, but if you want to sell tickets, sex sells. But I'm not sure that that would work for the WNBA. I can't decide if Angel Reese is hot or if she just looks like any chick in a Circle K near the casino after 2 a.m. on a Saturday night. And the white girls aren't helping either. For some reason, every white girl in the WNBA looks like somewhere in their family tree, someone banged a Clydesdale. So remember, if you're going to a WNBA game and you want to reward your favorite player for shooting a 3, make sure you keep your hand flat whenever you feed them sugar cubes so they don't bite your fingers.
Oh, wow.
I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to the WNBA.
Oh, no.
Awesome.
Oh, nay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I got to tell you, Angel Reese, I'm like, she's hot. And then I'm like.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.